The reason for that is actually shown on this slide. This is adapted from a table in Steve Kronovich's paper from the MD Anderson this year, where they've looked at the pros and cons of different approaches, which may influence your decision. A periareal incision is associated with the best cosmesis, and I've shown examples of that on the slide so far. You have good access to the breast, and you can enlarge it if you want to, either by making a bigger circle or by adding a limb. However, there are patients who have a small areola, who have stiff skin envelopes, where it's difficult to get access to the axilla, and you're pulling on that aperture and causing damage in order to do so. If, however, you add an axillary incision, you will improve your access, certainly to level 3, if the patient needs that dissection. You reduce the skin traction, but if those incisions are too close together, you run the risk of necrosis. And surprisingly, en bloc removal is difficult through two separate incisions. The tennis racket gives you good exposure both to the breast and the axilla, but you've got bigger scars, and if those scars contract, you may get deformity. And the wise pattern incision, you get fantastic exposure. It's quick to do, but you may have a variable shape if you don't design your incision correctly, and you may get that dreaded